So, Tom, obviously you've got a lot of affinity to football in Bury, not just at Gig Lane, but at Ramy as well. Both of them start their league campaigns today. First of all, talking about Bury, obviously they're making their return to Gig Lane, and I guess as a former player, and obviously you've got family links through your dad as well, who also played for the club. It must be great to see.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, from a personal point of view, having sort of young children, it's massive for the town in general. You know, I think a small generation of youngsters have missed out on having a local team sort of thing. The one, you know, I always used to say, you know, I walk the dog a lot, and I meet a lot of Bury fans who have obviously not been down to Gig for a while, and we have them same conversations. You know, when's it going to happen? When they're going to be back playing on Gig? And them conversations are changing now in the sense of, you know, you're nipping down to Gig this afternoon, which was always a good thing back in the day when, you know, when I was playing, and then previously, you know, my dad played for 10 years there. You know, yeah. So personally, it's really big, especially in our family, because it'd be nice to take the kids down there, and for my dad to be able to take his grandkids down to Gig, which I think will be massive for a lot of families now.
Definitely. And you mentioned that sort of the community of Bury. You mentioned about the children there. You often see, as I do, sort of throughout Bury Town Centre, you've got kids wearing United, City, Liverpool, Arsenal, Chelsea shirts, and you really want them to be wearing those, that white of Bury. Do you see that sort of coming back over the next maybe 5 to 10 years? Because obviously it's not gonna happen overnight, realistically.
No, exactly. And I think it's you know, as the club starts to get the structure and the foundations in place for being, you know, back, you know, going out to the schools, creating that sort of fan base by, you know, whether they're putting on sessions, whether the, you know, the players are becoming a bit more sort of recognisable, you know, when they're doing the events or the charity work or whatever, you know, however they're going to build the club from the bottom upwards. When they're doing these things and getting about the town, it becomes more where kids take notice. Kids go down to Gig Lane, they see, you know, honest, hardworking lads running around, and you sort of get that affiliation, like I said, with the players, the manager, the staff. And, you know, I think it's going to have to start from the bottom as a, you know, grassroots type football club, because, you know, you cover a lot of it, but, you know, I obviously had that time at Ramy. You know, it's really important that the players and the staff get behind the team in the sense of, you know, I'm classing that as a supporters as being part of the team as well. And they sort of have that affiliation together, and they grow together, and they create that sort of family atmosphere down at Gig.
Just a word on Ramy as well, Tom. Obviously, they had a very tough season last year, being relegated into the Northwest Counties. They'll be playing Bury this season. Obviously, it's a big blow for them. But from speaking to people at the club this week, it looks like they're sort of trying to sort of turned over a whole new leaf and are looking to get back in the Northern Prem at the first time of asking.
Yeah, I think, you know, they're quietly optimistic about the squad that they've put together. I've not managed to get down and watch anything yet, but I do know that league's very competitive, as you well know, and the league above. So, yeah, it's a tough ask because there is some really good teams in that league. But by all accounts, that, you know, so far they've looked quite good in pre-season, and they have brought in some experience and some, you know, some young talent as well. So, yeah, I think they'll be, you know, competitive. It's a big ask, like I said, but I think any, you know, I think Ramy fans just want to see a bit of consistency and, you know, a few good results, because, you know, the last season was bad, and my the previous season when I was there, you know, we struggled as well. And Ramy fans are honest, and they just want to come and watch a game of football where every player is given 100%. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose, sometimes you might nick a draw, but the most important thing is the effort's there, and I think maybe that's what's lacked over the past year or so.
And just finally, Tom, obviously looking at the season as a whole for both Bury and Ramy, you mentioned there, it's going to be competitive, which it always is in the Northwest Counties. Do you see a positive season for both of them? Do you see them challenging towards the top of the table?
Absolutely. I think, you know, from a Bury point of view, you know, they're going to be a big scout for everybody, you know, in that league. So any team that's coming to Gig are going to play probably 10% above where they usually would. You know, it's a lovely stadium, and that stadium's way above, you know, the Northwest Counties. So they're going to have to deal with that pressure. They're going to have to deal with that when teams are coming and playing most of the time out the skin. And if they you know, if they get a bit on a bit of a run and get a bit of momentum going, you know, I do think Bury have got a great chance of going up. Rami, you know, from what I've heard, you know, I speak to Phil Rose, who plays quite a big part in, you know, sponsoring the club and whatnot, and he's been down to quite a few games, and he said, so far they've looked fantastic. Now, if they can get a few more in, you know, as the season progresses and keep that, like I say, a bit of momentum going, I think they'll have a good shot of playoffs at least. So, yeah, I think, you know, two of my former clubs, you know, it's hopefully going to be a good season. I'll be definitely down at the Rami Bury and the Bury Rami games. I promise you that.